This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. So we know what's happening. We know what's going on. You know what's going on. I guess that's the best way to put it, right? And I want to make sure that you know, you've got the information you need to be able to, push back on people. That sounds terrible. But I want you to be able to push back on people. I think that's the best way to be, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's perfect, right? Anyway, be part of the solution. And let me get back to some of the stories I was on before, because some of them are great. I mean, really great. When these young people, I'm sorry, I got to stop doing this, making fun of them. But some of the student protesters, they were grabbed by the police or others there. They had no clue as to why they were there. The student protester at New York University was trying to figure out how she got there, what she was doing there, and seemed to be confused as to why she was even, what she was protesting. They got caught up in the moment. I think it's hilarious myself. I shouldn't, but I do. Right? A woman's reasoning for joining a pro-Palestinian protest at New York University was totally beyond her. She had no reason why she was there. No clue as to why she was there, frankly. Again, just amazing. How that happens, I will never understand. I will never know. Because it shouldn't be like that. So again, on Wednesday, former New York City mayor and lawyer to former President Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, he shared a video showcasing an interview with a pro-Palestinian protester. In the video, the individual was asked about the goal of protests at New York University, which the person responded to, I think the goal is showing our support for Palestine. And that, the New York University just stops. But then she went on to say, I honestly don't know all of what New York University is doing that they need to stop. So then what are you doing there? Help me understand, just hanging out, hoping your teacher gives you good grades, just, I don't know, for whatever reason. I don't get any of it. Makes no sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7. Look, what are you going to do? You got to kind of sort of laugh about it. You have to. Because this is the kind of people these colleges are turning out. Can we be clear about it? This is exactly what's going on. As the video continues, the individual is seen speaking to another fellow protester and asking if she's aware of why they are protesting. She giggles and says, I wish I was more educated. This is constant. Right? And somebody, the third person that was interviewed, I'm sorry I can't play it because I'm having trouble with the audio, but the third person that was interviewed said, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's something about Israel, and then looks to her friend and says, why are we protesting? Come on. Is this really what you've done to your children? I got to ask. And if you really were honestly curious, you would ask too. What is this all about? Protested? No. I'm not going to go through them all. This is hilarious. Think about these kids going to this university, Columbia University, New York University. At some point in time, you have to think to yourself: are they just bored, looking for something to do? I'm sure some of them really feel the way they say they feel. They know what's going on. They've informed themselves. I got that. But they're completely oblivious as to what they're doing there. Something to do with Israel. Something to do with this. Not really sure. This is more than scary. No, honestly, this is more than scary. And I'll bet you if you interviewed the bulk and the majority of the ones that are there just waving signs, not really screaming and yelling, but waving signs, I am sure what you're going to find out is that the majority of them don't know what they're doing there. They have no clue. Right? So anyway, this is all amazing to me. I would let my kids get involved in something like this if they truly knew why they were going. If they had an answer for me as to why, you know, really why they felt the way they felt before I let anybody go anywhere, right? Again, just amazing. You know, I was saying for a while that the New York cops really weren't doing anything to tame the violence in the streets. But I saw a video that there was a weapon-wielding a couple of migrants. They were beating the tar out of each other. In broad daylight, and everybody else was sitting there watching them. Why would I, as a police officer, show up to break that up when they don't care? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more going on. I've got the tax man, Dan Pilla, coming on with me in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Good luck. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You're part of the solution, and you can help other people. Right? And I say this all the time, and I mean it sincerely. Don't listen to the guy with the mic, because a lot of times he has no clues to what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, truly, you can listen to the experts. The guys that have been doing it, they've been doing it since they were like 12 years old. So Dan Pillar is with me. He is the tax expert as far as I'm concerned. He is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. And Dan, first of all, welcome to the show. And secondly, look, April 15th, you know, come and gone. You should be fine now. You can relax, right?
Oh, yeah, 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 no problem. Yeah, well, first of all, Joe, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. I appreciate you having me. And April 15th is come and gone, but the IRS doesn't go away. They don't go on vacation. You know, they audit and collect all year long, so it doesn't stop.
This is going to be a lot of fun. You know, I've got a couple of other questions for you on things, but somebody sent me a text today that they got, and I guess there were a couple of other people got it, and I don't know if this is an ad or there's any kind of truth to this or what, but what they got was a call that said, this call was to let you know that all past due tax debt has been placed in a non-collectible status by the IRS. This means you will not have to pay back your past due taxes. This is part of the new federal economic recovery program you've probably heard about on the news. So before you file or start making arrangements to pay your tax debt, give us a call.
Yeah, I would say, Joe, I haven't seen that text message. But first of all, we absolutely know it's not from the IRS. All right? So if anybody tries to tell you that the IRS sent the message, yeah, that is completely not true. The IRS will never communicate via text message ever. They will very, very rarely, exceedingly rarely, communicate by email. And the only time they do communicate by email is after you've already established a relationship, an ongoing, case relationship with an individual within the IRS. Never in the first instance will they reach out by email or text message. Either one of them, email. And so I would say this is a solicitation. This is an organization out there that is using questionable techniques to drum up clients. Because there's no way a third party has the ability to know what the IRS did with your case. Now, first of all, it is possible to have a case closed as currently not collectible. That's a real thing. But there's no way for a third party to know that unless they either have a disclosure authorization on file or a power of attorney on file.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I want you to clarify something. And I've talked to people about this in the past and never really given it thought till I saw this one today. There are several, I'm going to screw this up, but I'm sure you'll fix it. There are several terms used there. That it's not, what is it, not collectible, but that doesn't mean it's closed. That just means currently, at this time, it's not collectible, correct?
Yeah, what it means is the IRS made a determination, and this is the other thing. It's a determination the IRS makes based on the facts and circumstances of the case after full disclosure of all financial information. So there's no way the IRS makes a currently not collectible determination without a financial statement and supporting financial information. But what happens is once they do make the determination, the determination means that enforcement action at this time will cause financial hardship defined as inability to pay necessary living expenses, and so therefore we are going to temporarily close the case. And temporary, of course, is the key word. It's not a permanent closure of the case. It doesn't mean that the tax liability goes away. It doesn't. It stays on the books. It continues to accumulate penalties and interest. And the determination is subject to periodic review. So uncollectible status is a very important tool. We use it regularly, and it does work very well when an individual is either unemployed or underemployed, and at this particular time they cannot make a payment without seriously negatively affecting their ability to pay living expenses. But as I said, that's a temporary closure. It's not permanent.
Yeah, interesting. So how long can you be in a uncollectible status? I mean, maybe you're in California and you got nailed, you're making that $20 an hour, but it's barely paying your car payment, your house, your gas, electric, food, and you still owe the IRS. How long can it sit there?
Well, it can sit there for a long time, Joe. I mean, we're talking years, but it is subject to periodic review. So generally what happens when IRS closes a case as uncollectible, they code the case for review, and it's coded for review in one of two ways. The first way would be after passage of time. So they may say, okay, we'll close this for 2 years and then we'll revisit it 2 years from now. All right. The other way is if your subsequent tax returns show an increase in income above a certain level that they punch in. So for example, let's say you're making 40 grand a year right now and you're barely staying even. The IRS will say, well, as soon as that tax return shows 50 grand a year, we'll revisit it. So that could happen very quickly, or it could happen over a period of time. But it is important to understand that it is subject to review.
Yeah, and when is it, Dan? Again, I'm looking at this. When would it actually be closed? When would they actually turn around and say, okay, you know, we've been trying to collect this for 107 years. Obviously, we're not going to see any money. Or would they ever say something like that and just simply close it?
Oh, yeah, they do. And they do it pretty regularly. As a matter of fact, we saw that happen a great deal during the COVID years when the IRS was you know, functioning basically on one leg. What happens, Joe, is there's a statute of limitations on the IRS's right to collect. They have just 10 years from the date the tax is assessed in which to collect it. The assessment occurs shortly after you file the tax return. So you're just take 2020 as an example. You filed your 2020 tax return, let's say in April of 2021. So sometime within the next 2 or 3 months, the IRS assessed the tax. So let's just say it was June of 2021. Count forward 10 years, you get June of 2031. Assuming there's no tolling events that stop that clock from running, after June of 2031, that 2020 liability would be no longer collectible. Well, there is a great number of people in this country that had assessments going back to 08, 09, 2010, and so on, that were expiring in 2020, 2021, 2022. With the IRS partial shutdown, significant shutdown, not total, but significant shutdown in collection activity during that period of time, we saw a great number of people whose tax liabilities just expired and disappeared off the books.
Wow. So I guess the time to owe the money was before the pandemic, you know?
Right.
We got to go for a break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pillow when we return. Anyway, where was I?
I saw your text message about Genesis. Of course, I knew that, but I called you the other day. You were.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity. That's against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Ukrainian President Zelensky expressing his thanks to the U.S. for passing the foreign aid package for Ukraine.
I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of their help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
President Biden said shipments of military aid will start reaching Ukraine within hours. Reggie Bush, the former University of Southern California running back, will have his 2005 Heisman Trophy reinstated. Bush had his trophy revoked in 2010 following NCAA sanctions against USC, which included infractions related to improper benefits received by Bush. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? And the way you do that is you get your facts straight. And as I said before, and I wasn't joking, just because we have a microphone doesn't mean we have a clue. It just means we have a microphone. So, you know, you listen to the experts. That's why I bring people on like Dan Pilla. Dan Pilla is the tax man. I'm telling you, I hear from more and more listeners how much he's helped them. Even just the books. I mean, there's so much information in the books. Dan, I'm not trying to take anything away from you, but you may not have to call Dan. Get the book. It might give you some of the information you need so you don't get to that point where you got to call Dan and beg for help kind of thing.
That's exactly right, Joe. I wrote the books to help people so they don't have to spend a lot of money on legal help. Get the books. Read the books. In the vast majority of cases, the books will guide you right through what you need to do.
Yeah, again, it's one of those things where the IRS, I had somebody else I'll tell you about in a minute, that is starting to get notices. He's starting to fill up a shopping bag, and I said, no, stop. That's a sure way to get him to show up at your door. So let's not do that. Before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, how long they have to collect and the special. What is an event other than, you know, what would be an event that would stop the time clock of them only having so many years to collect from you?
Yeah, that's a good question, Joe. Those are called tolling events. When the taxpayer takes some kind of action to get some resolution. Generally, not always, but generally those actions have the effect of stopping the clock. For example, if you make an application for an installment agreement with the IRS, that stops the clock while the application is pending. So if it takes the IRS 2, 3, 4 months, and then they approve your installment agreement, you've added that period of time to 4 months to your collection statute once the installment agreement is approved, the clock starts running again. If you make an offer in compromise, for example, that stops the clock for the period of time the offer is pending plus 1 year. So there's a little bit of added time to it. If you make a request for a collection due process hearing, that stops the clock while that due process hearing is pending plus 90 days. So there's all kinds of them. There's about 12 different specific tolling events, and you need to know what those tolling events are in order to accurately calculate your collection statute, because it's 10 years plus whatever additional tolling time has to be added on. In my book, now getting back to my book now, in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I got a chapter in the book, Joe, that shows you step by step exactly how to calculate the collection statute expiration date for your case. So you don't need to go hire a lawyer to do it. You follow the steps, very clear, very simple. It's a little algebra. It's not complicated. And I walk you right through every step of the process.
Well, you know, I've just got a couple of emails that flooded in here. Because that was one of the things I was going to say to you, is that you said it stops the clock if, you know, under certain conditions. But should you be the one filling out those forms? Should you ask for help? And you kind of answered the question by saying your book gives you some step-by-step on how to maybe fill in these forms and do the offer and compromise yourself?
Well, yeah, I've got a chapter in the book on the offer and compromise as well that shows you how to do that. But here's the caution, Joel. You don't want to take these types of actions, whether it's filing a request for a hearing or filing an offer and compromise or an innocent spouse claim. These all are tolling events. You don't want to do that until you first make an initial calculation of when your collection statute expires. So, for example, the very first thing I do when I get a collection case is I get what are called master file transcripts from the IRS. These are internal records that the IRS keeps on every taxpayer for every year, and those records tell me when the tax liability was assessed, and they tell me what actions might already have been taken by a taxpayer in connection with that liability. So I do a calculation of the collection statute, and you should do this too. Do a calculation if you owe the IRS money, I'm saying. So you do a calculation of the collection statute. Now I know exactly how much time the IRS has left. So, for example, if they got 7.5 years left to collect the tax, then I'm not going to be concerned about a collection due process hearing or an offer and compromise, because the IRS has got so long to collect anyway, I got nowhere to go but up on the ladder of resolution options, right? On the other hand, Joe, if they only have 7 months to collect the tax, then I'm going to be very, very careful about what action I take with the IRS, and I'm going to be very, very careful not to stop that clock, because time is on my side at that point. Okay. And if we can wait them out, the tax liability just goes away.
Oh, I love it. And you said something, what they sent me. What is an innocent spouse claim?
Yeah, that's a good question. An innocent spouse claim arises when you've got a married filing jointly tax liability, right? Both taxpayers sign the tax return. When both taxpayers, husband and wife, sign the tax return, each taxpayer is jointly and severally liable for the tax, just like a joint mortgage, just like a joint loan, anything else. Both parties sign it, you're both responsible, right? That's what married filing jointly does. It makes both parties equally responsible for the entire tax liability. Not 50-50, Joel. They can collect 100% of the tax.
Wow.
They can get it 90%, 10%, 80%, 20%. It doesn't matter. They can't collect more than 100%, but they can get all or part of it from either one of the two liable parties. So the innocent spouse then is a strategy that allows you to step forward and say, look, guys, let's say we got the wife, and under the circumstances, let's say the tax liability is 100% attributable to the husband's business, and she had nothing to do with the business, and he kept her in the dark financially, and he never told her what was going on, and he gave her money as she needed money to run the family, but she had no control over the checkbook or no control over the business decisions. All right, in that situation where she did not know or have reason to know about the cause of the tax liability, whether it be unreported income or bogus deductions that the husband claimed on his business tax return, she can be relieved of the liability. That's what innocent spouse is. There's actually three different strategies under the innocent spouse statute that allows you. So if this strategy doesn't apply, that one might. So this is a situation where you want to look at the options. If you are married to an individual who's responsible for tax liability and you're not, then that is something to consider.
Okay, so I got one that I think I know the answer to, but I'm sure you're going to educate me, all right? This person wants to make an offer and compromise. They're married, filing jointly. They make really good money, and, you know, they have a house that they've been paying on, so they have good equity in the house. They have, you know, 401k. They've got a decent financial plan. So they came up and looked like about $6,000, $7,000 shy of paying their taxes, you know, even with money being taken out of their paychecks. They want to do an offer and compromise for the $6K.
Now, yeah, that's not likely going to work. Now, first of all, the first question you ask yourself in an offer and compromise is number one, how much time does the IRS have to collect? All right, so if we're talking about the 2023 tax liability, and they just filed their 2023 tax return, you know, let's say 2 months ago, well, the IRS has got a full 10 years to collect that tax. So the IRS says, well, we got 10 years to collect $6,000 from this guy. Now, let's look at their income, and let's look at their equity and assets, and let's ask the question based on income and equity and assets, can we collect the $6,000 within that 10-year window? If the answer is yes, they're never going to do an offer and compromise. So anybody that owes $6,000 to the IRS is not likely going to get an offer and compromise accepted unless you're only 2 years or 1 year away from the statute running out. But in that situation, I probably wouldn't do an offer anyway. Let's just see if we can run the clock out. Now, on the other hand, if you owe $60,000 to the IRS and you've got very little equity in assets and your income and expenses are such that you're just paying your bills, you're just staying even, well, now it's not likely that the IRS can collect that $60,000 within the time left on the statute. And so now we've got an opportunity to do an offer and compromise.
So if they've got $40,000, $50,000, $30,000 of equity in a home alone, and they've got, you know, accounts with money in it, can the IRS go, yeah, you know what, no way, no how, you've got the money now. Can they do anything to force you to pay it now, or can you just pay it out over a period of time?
Well, first of all, in answer to your question, that's exactly what they're going to do, all right? So the first question I ask somebody is, do you own a house? What's it worth? What's the debt on the house? And I do the quick calculation of equity and asset. I've got so let's say we've got this client that owes $6,000, and the client says, yeah, I got, you know, $40,000 equity in my house. I say, well, forget it. The offer's not going to work. You got full equity in the house. Now, the IRS is not going to seize your house, Joel. They're not going to seize your house.
We got to go for commercial break. You can finish the answer on the other side. All right?
Go ahead.
All right. You're listening to Joe Vicente Show. We'll be back with Dan Pilla in just a minute.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if
you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Battuto, your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I say it to you all the time, but get informed first so you don't get in trouble. Dan Pilla, the tax man, is with me, and you can find him at Tax Help Online. That's taxhelponline.com. And Dan, always thanks for being with me.
It's my pleasure, Joe.
Okay. So you were saying that, you know, when you owe money and even though you have the assets, the IRS won't actually, unless you're a real jerk, they're not going to actually come in and force you to sell your home, take a second, do whatever, right? Or not?
Well, no, they can't seize your home, Joe. So regardless of what, you know, what saber rattling the IRS might do, they're not going to seize your home. However, they can seize a paycheck. They can seize a bank account. They can seize a retirement fund, a 401k or an IRA. They can seize an automobile. They can take those types of assets. And so if you do not play ball with them, they will force the issue in that regard. Now, the easiest thing for them to do is intercept the paycheck. So, you know, the vast majority of American people out there have a W-2 type job, and the IRS can intercept that paycheck. So once they intercept that paycheck, you know, you got to play ball with them or they're taking your paycheck every week.
Wow. Well, and that would be a tough one for you to defend if they've got the assets and they're just giving the IRS a hard time, correct?
Well, it depends. Again, it depends on the situation. The good news is that if you owe the IRS under $50,000 and you can full pay within 72 months, flash back to our guy with the $6,000 liability, you know, the IRS will very simply, it's not as easy as falling off a log, but it's pretty simple to get an installment agreement set up. And in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I show you how to get that installment agreement set up. It's easy, pretty easy to set up the installment agreement, and now the IRS will leave you alone as long as you make the payments. Now, they're not going to hit the bank account or the paycheck or the automobile or anything else.
All right. Got a corporate question for you, and it's probably so typical. This was the guy we were talking about during the break where he's starting to amass some notices from the IRS in a shopping bag that he's afraid to open. He's got a corporation, hasn't filed corporation taxes in about 4 years. Not that he's making a whole bunch of money, but he's a renter, and he's petrified to do it. He says, look, I know I owe the money. I virtually have no records, really, and I want to get right, and I want to get straight, and I don't even know where to start, and I was thinking just about calling them and throwing myself on the sword, so to speak, and I said, no, don't do it.
You certainly don't want to do that. But I'll tell you the place to start, Joe, and this is counterintuitive, but it's absolutely true. You start with the most current tax year. I would encourage him to get his 2023 tax return done first. The IRS will play ball with you, Joe, if you're current. All right, so file the 2023 tax return, get current with 2024 estimated tax payments, and then we can go back and get the delinquent returns prepared and filed. Now, he says he doesn't have any records. Okay, fine. We do our best to reconstruct the records based on known facts. All right, was he doing business out of a bank account? Was he using a credit card to pay business expenses? All right, these are questions that I would ask, and this is the place I would start to do the reconstructions. And then I would reconstruct the tax returns and get them filed. Once the returns are filed and the tax liabilities are assessed, if you're current, right, current tax return filed, and you're making estimated payments for the current year, which would be 2024, they will play ball with you. This is the message that I want to send out to these people that are hiding in fear. The IRS will play ball with you if you step up and get the delinquencies cured, get back on the beam. I don't care if you owe them $100,000 or $1,000,000. They will play ball with you if you're current. If you're not current, it doesn't matter if you owe them $100. They won't play ball with you on that. So the key is to get current.
All right. It makes so much sense to me in my mind because you get the current taxes current. You let them know, look, I'm trying to straighten out my life. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what we're doing. I think that makes a lot more sense.
Well, it does. And people say to me, well, Dan, I'm broke. How can I negotiate a settlement with the IRS when I'm broke? And my response to that is, well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is you're broke. The good news is you're broke. They can't get from you that which you do not have. The best time to negotiate with the IRS is when you're broke. You don't want to negotiate with the IRS when you're making $250,000 a year. You want to negotiate with the IRS at a point in time when you are just barely keeping your head above water. That's when they'll make the best deal.
Yeah. No, totally understand it and agree with you. All right, the other question from one fellow was, he heard you talking about that rule or that new law that you've got to give all the information, you've got to fill in all these forms, you have to make sure they, through the IRS, that you have to disclose everything on your corporation, who owns what, where, how, and when. He says he has three or four corporations that are pretty much dead. He hasn't used them in years. And he did call a CPA person who said, You know, you shouldn't really bring them current. You should just let them die. And he's not so sure that's what he wants to do. He's afraid the IRS or whoever will come after him 5 years down the road and say, hey, you were supposed to, you know, update these.
What we're talking about here is the Corporate Transparency Act. I did a very detailed analysis of the Corporate Transparency Act in my January issue of my newsletter. And what is required is a report called the Statement of Beneficial Ownership Interest. The BOI report has to be filed with the Department of Treasury. It does not get filed with the IRS. So this Beneficial Ownership Interest Statement has to be filed for any active corporate. If the corporation is in good standing, corporation, LLC, any entity that's registered with a Secretary of State in any state, any tribal government where it's created under with a charter under the Secretary of State, has to file this Statement of Beneficial Ownership Interest. Right, so if it's in good standing and it's operating, then it needs to be filed. If the corporation is not in good standing, if it's basically done and wrapped up, then you don't need to file it. But if it's in limbo of any kind and you're unsure, I'd file the statement because the penalties for failure to file are pretty egregious.
Well, limbo would be for conversation's sake. I had a company 15 years ago. I never really shut it down to speak of. I haven't filed taxes on it in 10 years because there's been no revenue. There's been no anything. We don't meet as a board. It's just probably suspended by now.
Well, it probably has been revoked by the Secretary of State and is not in good standing because of failure to file the annual state registration documentation,
right,
and so forth. So that's probably closed down. Now, if in doubt, the best thing to do is file articles of dissolution to terminate the corporation.
Hmm. Okay, and then. How about nonprofits? Does that also apply to a nonprofit?
Well, there are 23 or 27 different exceptions to the requirement to file them, and nonprofits is one of them. Nonprofits do not have to file this report because they are filing separate reports every year anyway regarding who the board of directors is and so forth. So this is not a financial report. This beneficial ownership interest statement is not like a tax return. It's not a financial report, income and expenses. That's not what it is. The Treasury Department wants to know who the corporate, who the entity's creators are, who the owners are, and who is controlling the corporation, the entity. It's not just a corporation. It's corporation, LLC. It could be a limited partnership. Any entity, Joel, that's created through a document generated by a Secretary of State is the entity that's required to file this. So small business, sole proprietorship, self-employed Schedule C type people that just, you know, go by their name and do business under their own name, and they don't have any kind of a charter from the state, they don't have to file.
Interesting. All right. God, I wish I could keep you on for like 3 hours. I got the one guy quickly. I don't know how fast you could answer, but he had PPP income that he obviously claimed his income at the time, I guess. But he wanted off the ERC, the earned whatever you called it before, earned.
Employee retention credit.
There you go.
Employee retention credit.
And
is
that considered income?
No, it's not, and neither is the PPP. The PPP is the Paycheck Protection Program loan that was given to businesses that kept their employees on the payroll during COVID shutdown periods. That money that you got from the government was a loan. It was not income. When the government forgave the loan, then you didn't have to report the forgiveness as income either. The employee retention credit works the same way. It's not a loan. It's a credit, but it's not income to the business when you get the credit.
All right. Real quick, because they screwed this one up. How do people get in touch with you? How do they get to talk to Dan Pilla, the man?
Yeah, taxhelponline.com. That's my website. You buy any book off my website at any price point, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So buy your book at taxhelponline.com, read the book, write your questions down, get on my appointment schedule, and I'll walk you right through all your questions.
You know, guys, it's worth three times the amount of the book to be able to talk this man as you hear every couple of weeks on the show. Dan, God bless for what you're doing. Appreciate your time with me. Love having you on.
Thank you, Joe. My pleasure. Good night.
Good night. All right, a lot more coming up in the next hour. You're stuck with me, and I got a lot I want to talk about. You're listening to Joe Messina here on The Joe Messina Show.
Count it right now.